Yo! No, before you go, this is the Weathers Report checking in. I am your host, Ryan Weathers, and today we are talking about Finance Fridays in combination with Surf Sesh Saturdays. Why the combination? Well, yesterday was jam-packed with events. I was super busy. I biked to and from work. Had a lot going on at the house. And I unfortunately didn't get around to putting out the Finance Friday podcast, but we have to cover it. We have to address it. And it goes hand in hand with Surf Sesh, Saturdays, because that is your free time. How do you spend your free time? For me, Surf Sesh, one of my ultimate passions and hobbies is surfing that surrounds the aquatic world with swimming. That's where I have my business on the side is the swimming world. I'm trying to get as many people as I can, not only involved in swimming, but ultimately surfing. Again, one of my passions. I love it. And they all go hand in hand because they drove one another in terms of my personal life. So let's unpack that story and give you a lot of detail as we move forward with finances, with free time, and we'll tie it all together here. So how did I get on this kick? Well, you get done college and you start looking at your life and you're a young adult with a degree. You're hopefully a young adult professional. You're getting your first job. You're starting to make money. And I realized early on that you should manage that money well if you want to be able to have opportunities in life. So let's start there. What does money represent? Because a lot of people sit there and say, money is the root of all evil. Well, if you take a step back, it's an inanimate object. It's neither good nor bad. It's the person behind it and the intention behind it and how it is used. So it's an object, first and foremost. It's not a person, okay? So it's not good or bad. It can't be. It doesn't have any of those properties. Just like, let's compare it to a brick. A brick is the same thing. Can it be used for good? Sure, you can take a brick. You could build something with it. You can build buildings, walls, whatever you need. With that same brick, you can also use it for destructive purposes. You can throw it through a window. You can throw it at somebody. You can use it to cause harm. It's all about the intention behind the usage of the object, and that starts with and comes from the person, the user, whoever's using that. And so money is a representation of the person's intentions behind the money. And a lot of people struggle with this. It is, again, in this world, one of the most important aspects of life in the third dimension, in this physical realm, because it provides us with goods and services. It helps to meet most of our needs, physical needs, that is. Money is opportunity. Money is freedom. And for those of you out there that say, you know, money isn't everything, yes, I agree with you to an extent, but try telling that to someone who doesn't have it and can't meet their basic needs, their four walls, if you will, which Dave Ramsey refers to often. And your four walls are your basic needs, your clothes on your back, the shelter you live in, the food that you're able to nourish your body with, and your utilities, how to keep the lights on, connected to the internet nowadays, that kind of thing. So you need money. It isn't good or bad. It's all about intention. And for me, it was, I have this job and I better start managing money well. How does it tie into Surf Sesh Saturdays? Well, I want to travel to remote locations. Surfing is one of those things that can't just do here and now wherever you want. You have to have the right conditions. And there are, unfortunately, only so many places throughout the world that have the right conditions at the right times. And I live in Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. So that means I have to travel. So I better start managing my money to get me to a point where I can travel a couple times a year to be able to surf. So that's how I spend my free time. We'll pick up as we move along here with Finance Fridays. We'll start breaking things down as we go and start addressing concepts as zero-based budgets, the concept of money as a currency, actually, and not an object, no credit cards, velocity, frequency, investing, steps you should be taking to manage the money well, saving strategies, debt payoff strategies. We will break that down as we go, but I just wanted to get it out there. I do focus on money as a vehicle. I'm now 37 years old. I spent the last 10 years incessantly studying money as a subject. A couple resources you absolutely have to check out are Dave Ramsey and everything that he does, books, his show. I think he's still the number three radio show in the country in his space. His books, especially The Total Money Makeover, is a must. If you really want to get it, that's more of a manual for life there and how to manage the money well. You got to look him up. Rabbi Dr. Daniel Lappin, and his book, Thou Shalt Prosper, is a Jewish perspective on money and money-making principles and tying that into religion and the Bible. Highly recommend that. It is interesting read. It's a little more technical, but it's well worth it. And if you want to go well into the, I won't say conspiracy theory, but if you want to go into the abyss a little bit, we'll call it, and really start get a whole history of money and how it functions and where it came from and how it got to the point it is now, you gotta check out the book or listen to it. It's actually pretty controversial. It's not offered at a lot of libraries or anything like that, or even sold in many bookstores, but you should be looking for it. It's called The Creature from Jekyll Island. So a couple resources to check out there. And then I will leave you with this about money and Finance Fridays. It is mentioned over 3,000 times in the Bible. So you got to know that it's uber important here and this time nowadays. And I'm going to leave you with this quote from, or this verse, not quote, verse, Malachi 3:10. It's the last book in the Old Testament. And it is the only time that God comes out and says, test me in this. And here's the verse, Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. Malachi 3:10, last book in the Old Testament, leading into the New Testament. And basically, if you don't know what a tithe is, it's the definition of it is 10%. So you should be donating or tithing 10% of your money. In biblical terms, you should be giving it back to the church. If in secular terms, that means that you should be just giving away 10% of your money somehow, some way, to some charity, or helping out the poor, the people around you, people in need, period. So it is extremely difficult, especially if this is a new concept to you. It's not something you start out with off the bat, because 10% of your money is hard to wrap your mind around. So if anything, you got to start somewhere. If you're not giving yet, you need to start, and it could be as little as 5, 10, 50. It's not the amount that matters. and we'll relate this to fitrition, you got to start somewhere and you've got to start building capacity with people. And I'll give an example. People that win the lottery, set over 70%, end up being bankrupt in the end. And it's because they didn't have the capacity to earn the money, so they didn't have the capacity to keep the money. So I keep harping on building capacity. That's what you need to do in giving and in finances and then every other aspect of wellness. But we're talking about finances. So build capacity. How do you do that? You take $5 a week, put it in an envelope so that you're able to give it away once you start amassing some of it, or just find $5 and start giving it away. Get into the practice of and habit of donating money. Again, if you're secular, you don't have a specific religion, or you don't believe in the Bible or anything like that, fine. Just start buying an extra cup of coffee and giving it to a coworker. Start paying things forward, and you will find that as you do this and you start building your giving muscle, it's a law of attraction. You start giving things away, and next thing you know, more starts to come into your circle of influence, into your pockets. I've talked about this before. If you hold your money tight in a closed fist, yeah, none of it's going to get away, but none of it's going to come into your hands either. So if you treat your money with an open hand, where it's a currency, I'll give you a clue to next week's topic. It's a currency. Currents have to move. So keep an open hand. Let the money flow freely. Have it come into your hand, go out of your hand just as easily. By sharing and giving, start small and eventually work into that 10%. And you will find that by the time you hit that 10%, you will have built the capacity to give and give freely and give in large amounts. And you will be extremely surprised and ecstatic from where this path will end up. So I encourage you, start the giving process. Thanks for joining on Finance Friday, which is actually on a Saturday. And that's where it all was inspired for me from the beginning, is fueling my passions. And the way to fuel your passions is you have to have money. If you have an expensive passion, as I do, in surfing and travel. So just a little tidbit there on my finances and my free time, how they connect. Finance Friday on Surf Sesh Saturday. Check back tomorrow, which will be Soul Sundays. Thanks for joining. Weather's Report. See you tomorrow.